This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
In his latest book, The Eclipse of God, Erwin Lutzer exposes our nation's disastrous efforts to redefine God in its own image. Because of this, confusion about God has crept into the church. He was on my radio program recently to warn us of the danger. He began by explaining the title. Just as the moon obscures the sun's light during an eclipse, today's radical secularism has obscured the light of God. He wrote this book with three objectives. First, to better understand the intellectual roots of this present darkness. Second, to rejoice that God is sovereign and stands ready to give us the blessing of his presence, no matter our predicament. And third, to remind us that only a repentant and submissive church can shine the light of the gospel with confidence and strength. Friedrich Nietzsche proclaimed God is dead. But who killed God? Erwin Lutzer identifies three gravediggers who prepared a coffin for God: Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, and Sigmund Freud. And once God was gone, we became our own God, which is discussed in the chapter, Nero, My God to Me, Worshipping at the Shrine of Self-Made Deities. The second part of his book establishes what we need to do in returning to the God of our fathers. This includes returning to the God of truth, not truthiness. We must also be returning to the God of moral absolutes, not our personal preferences. And it involves returning to God as lawgiver, not a vacillating ruler. His book is a timely and practical manual intended to deepen our love for God of the Bible. It will empower you to live and speak as a light for Him in a culture of darkness. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.